Aaron Hammond. This is from Assimilation by E.L. Doctorow. Yelena had gone home, and Ramon was about to leave when Borislav called him to the table.
You did well, Ramon.
Thank you.
Sit, sit. The counselor wants to speak with you.
The lawyer said.
April 15th, as you know, is for paying taxes. As I suspect. Your income is the poverty level?
Even counting tips, Ramon said.
You see how ungrateful,
Mrs. Borislav said. The lawyer continued.
We assume the immigration does not want Yelena, your wife, to be a ward of the state. This is their main concern for the green card. And so we're signing on Borislav, who is a man of substance, to be a co-sponsor of her.
Borislav nodded in solemn acknowledgement of his substance.
In that way, the immigration is assured that Yelena does not apply for welfare, though her husband is in the poverty class, and the arrangement is affirmed by Yelena living in the Borislav residence.
Okay with me, Ramon said, rising.
One moment. Since as marriage partners, you are to file a joint tax return, you and Yelena together, but this is what married people do. We find it necessary that you live with Borislav as well, in his house, and therefore with the same address on the tax return.
Is it not my house also?
Anya Borislav said to the lawyer.
Of course,
the lawyer said.
My apologies.
So let him be grateful to me as well, that we are giving the mestizo everything, including a roof over his head. But I tell you,
he said to Ramon,
this is not a hotel, and I am not a maid. You understand? Your bed you will make yourself, your room you will clean, and your wash you will take to the laundromat, and your food you will eat elsewhere.
Ramon ignored her. I have conditions, he said to the lawyer.